All right, what else is in the news? We got another good story.
A lot, yeah. God, tons of them. It's hard to even know what to report first. I'm going to go with this one. Golden Road out of L.A., they've been acquired by Anheuser-Busch. That was the big news that broke over the GABF.
I saw that. Of course, everybody at GABF was talking about it.
A lot of the employees were blindsided by it who were there.
Well, interestingly, our very own Push Eject was sitting next to a couple of Golden Road employees on the plane. And when they landed, everybody's phone starts going off like crazy.
Oh, wow.
And they all look at each other like, wow.
Wow.
That just happened.
Put my phone in airplane mode for 5 seconds and look what happens.
So what's the story?
So the details are pretty sparse, as is becoming the norm for these things. Golden Road says they're looking to further increase their distribution footprint in advance of their second production brewery, which is opening in Anaheim next year. There's not a lot to report as far as how much it was sold for. They didn't say. We can do the $1,000 a barrel estimate that Justin has mentioned.
That I invented.
Yeah, that you fabricate out of whole cloth. That's 40,000 barrels of, in 2015 they're on pace for. So
okay.
$4 million maybe.
Yeah. Well, and we were down there in June. We stopped in before the National Homebrewers Conference to check it out, and we know quite a few of the people from there, and including Meg and Jesse, the brewer. Victor Novak, I met. He's one of the brewers. And they were talking about the new production facility in Anaheim, which just sounds awesome, too, which will do I don't know what to their capacity. Why don't we find out? We've got Meg Gill on the line.
Oh.
Meg, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. It's been a long time.
It has been a long time. Thanks for doing the show on short notice. I sent you a quick, you know, hungover late notice email today. So thank you.
Short notice and after doing the rounds on NPC, ABC, CBS, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Well.
Yeah. You guys have known me a long time, and you haven't stopped giving me shit from the time I left San Francisco, and you said, I don't think a brewery in L.A. will make it.
I know.
Who said that?
I did.
You did?
Yes, specifically. And she keeps proving me wrong.
Oh, my God.
The one time he's wrong.
You're welcome.
Yeah, this was the one time.
See, other brewers should solicit my bullshit now. That apparently the opposite happened.
Yeah, you should put a curse on me. Can you please put a curse on me?
So, Meg.
Hey.
What a crazy story.
Justin.
I haven't talked to you. God, it's been at least a year. I see you all over the place. I see you like, haven't you been on Oprah Winfrey and I don't even know what anymore. You're on everything.
Oprah hasn't invited me. I might be a little bit too, aggressive for that. Does she still have a show? I don't know.
You might be a little too, you're a little too aggressive for us, I think.
I think you are.
Maybe it's Meg that I was thinking of when I was thinking of how young people are. Meg is like the youngest powerhouse CEO on the planet right now.
She's also 30.
She's like 15.
I think she's 30, right? How old is she?
I go down in years as I move further away from you guys.
Oh, yeah. That's like 11.
I think last time at Firestone Fest, she was 19. And well, first, let me say this to you. Congratulations on all your success. You're an incredible powerhouse in the beer world. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. It's been an amazing journey, being a part of the craft beer business. And to tell you the truth, a lot of it is luck and timing and kind of being surrounded by opportunity. And that's just kind of what we saw with this deal and this partnership. And, to be honest, the operators are staying in and rolling our equity in. So, you know, the media has been a little bit, has given it a little bit of a different tune, but, I'm not going anywhere and I'm highly, highly incentivized to stay for a long time. And I'm rolling the dice, with everything I've earned to date and kind of just putting the chips back into the bigger business and, very highly motivated to see Golden Road get to the next level. So
I can't imagine that anybody is too surprised about Meg focusing on business. I mean, you've always you grew up in the craft beer world with us. I've seen you work up here in the Bay Area, and you've moved your way up, and then you started your own company there. And to me, it was never an illusion that you weren't an amazing businesswoman, someone who really knew what you wanted and were going to go for it. So I can't imagine that anybody's too surprised. However, what do you think about what people have to say? I mean, you had to know that you're your brothers and sisters in the craft beer world were going to go, hey, Meg, what happened?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, timing was interesting. We had not planned to announce right before GABF, but for a multitude of reasons, that's the way it happened. And when you do a deal like this, you've got to get your licensing done. And so it becomes public record. And we really wanted to get our, you know, our in front of our employees as soon as we signed so that, you know, it wasn't out there in the universe and people running around, whether it was GABF or, you know, in all over LA. So we, you know, we got people together and we did miss a few key folks that were on a flight to Denver, unfortunately.
Right.
But you know, it's I don't know if there's ever a good time to make a big announcement like this. But you know, it seemed in person. It seemed everybody was smiling back and applauding and excited about the state and of Golden Road's growth and what we plan to do with AB in the future. So, you know, from my perspective, it's been pretty healthy. And my friends, you know, when I was a little scared, especially my old NorCal San Francisco buddies, you know, I was actively involved in the Brewers Guild there and, you know, I was a little timid on the first day of the GABF and these folks are the ones giving me the biggest hugs. And so that actually felt really nice, that people who've known me the longest really do get it and really do say, hey, you know, this isn't a surprise. It does seem like a good move for you guys. So congratulations.
And, sure.
You know, that meant a lot.
Well, also, most of us are afraid of you, Meg. So that's, you know.
I don't know about that.
I don't think you had to be nervous about anything.
Well, and unlike Justin, Meg is not the type of person that's going to take, you know, whatever cash or accolades that she gets from this and go to some yacht somewhere and just be like, all right, well, I'll see y'all later.
Oh,
she's
going
to take that and turn around and either start a new business or remain heavily involved in this one. And she's going to continue to be the dynamo that she is. Just,
yeah.
Right?
I'm going to bail.
Yeah, but, you're out. But not Meg.
But Meg's like in it to win. Yeah. I'm out of here.
Hey, Meg, let me ask you a weird question. We're talking big picture here, but the small picture always interests me. What's the first contact look like? Like, does your phone ring out of the blue? You're sitting at lunch. How did the first contact go?
With us talking to AB?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so it was interesting. Like, a few years ago, we started talking to AB about distribution because we work with a good number of their wholesalers in Southern California. And, you know, we got kind of down the road with understanding their who does what in kind of in St. Louis with M&A, mergers and acquisitions. And at that time, we were tiny and we were just starting out and we really didn't have the scale to even have that discussion. And, you know, we had the funding by our two private partners who just got bought out by AB. And, you know, we said, you know, we're not even near this discussion. Let's keep focused on what we're doing and growing, you know, locally, organically and with our, you know, private funding to do what we need to do to be, you know, a great SoCal brand. Now, as of 6 months ago, we still had that plan. You know, we got some funding from Bank of America for our Anaheim property, and we really had no financial need for the deal. And then I was actually on a flight at the end of May. This is how fast this happened. Back from Chicago, and I, you know, gave the stewardess a hard time. You know, I was like, I don't drink 312 and you don't have any other craft and I'm a millennial and I'm not turning my phone off, God damn it, you know? And she's like, well, sweetheart, I have some good news and some bad news. You know, the bad news first is you do need to turn your phone off. And the good news is we just got Goose IPA. And, you know, it was like, hey, you know, AB might have, they're listening to their customers and, you know, they might have a plan for, you know, for Goose and for these other guys that they just bought. And maybe we should just talk to them and see where we are. And, you know, I was thinking at the time, and 5 years when Anaheim's built out, like maybe there's a conversation that will help us with distribution. And really had no idea what their vision was for craft beer and what their, you know, need was in California. And then as we started talking throughout the summer, we just kind of fell in love with each other's vision for Southern California, Greater California, and doing it together. So it really has been a nice partnership.
So will the new deal throw some fuel on the Anaheim build out? Because I know Victor, when we were down there, was saying it was going to be pretty modest in terms of the speed of filling the whole facility out. Is that going to speed up with the new deal?
Yeah, they've expressed interest, you know, for us to expedite it. And we're meeting with them in the next couple weeks to see, you know, we're already moving as fast as we can. And you know, we are interested and they're interested in seeing how some of their resources, whether it's on the engineering side or contracting side, can help us get going quicker. Absolutely.
So, you know, one of the things people have speculated about, Meg, when they heard about this, is that you built this company from the beginning for this moment. What do you think about that, people who are kind of spreading that rumor?
Well, you know, I just told you the story, so clearly it's it was somewhat of a whim and that we even started talking with these guys. Yeah. But, you know, I would say that, hey, I am an entrepreneur by definition, and
right.
I love the beer industry. I'm putting everything I've earned from Golden Road, from my sweat equity, back into this. And I would say that this is somewhat of an American dream story in craft beer for me personally. And, you know, I don't think that sellout is the right term, because I'm selling in, right?
Well, sure. And that's why I actually think people even give heed to that rumor that you may have built the company from the beginning for this, is not because you're a sellout, but because you're smart. Because you're a smart person who could do it. Like, I think I almost feel like they're giving you the credit to say, look, she knew it from the beginning and could do it. And I realize it's a rumor. I'm just saying, I think that's why people even give heed to it. If it were, for example, if I had started the brewery and someone started that rumor, they would go, no, he didn't. No, he's a half an idiot. The guy can barely feed himself breakfast.
Right. He fell into
right.
it.
So that's what I'm saying. It's almost a compliment that this rumor is going around, Meg.
Well, I appreciate that. But, I didn't even know, you know, how to spell Anheuser-Busch when I started Golden Road. So
right.
I don't think that we definitely weren't talking until very, very recently, seriously. So I will say that this is probably the fastest deal that they've gotten done. And even in, you know, our two other shareholders who know business pretty well, they've said, you know, nothing moves at this speed. Like, you know, it's kind of meant to be, you know, and maybe those people that are saying, you know, that knew something I didn't know when I started Golden Road, right?
Sure. Yeah. Meg, important question. Is there now a craft brewer support group with you and like Matt Brynelson and maybe Tony McGee, and you guys like call each other and you're like, all right, how did today go, guys? What asshole, you know, said a dumb thing to you today? Does that happen yet?
No, that's a great idea, though.
Right?
No, I love it. I love it. But I will say that the other guys in the AB portfolio have been really cool to us and you know, have extended open arms, especially at GABF when the kind of the sirens went out. And you know, we've gotten to know those beers and those brewers behind those beers, at especially at Elysian and Tin Barrel. And you know, I think that's going to be a really great resource as we move forward. And our brewers are already, you know, really stoked on that side of things, the collaborative environment that, you know, AB is creating within their portfolio.
And by the way, 10 Barrel won two bronze medals at the GABF this year, too.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah, they were doing
fantastic.
Pretty good. Yeah, they did well.
Hey, Meg, what are you going to, what's your first order of business here just on the personal front? You're going to buy yourself a house out in La Cañada? You're going to buy yourself a car? What are you going to do?
I am going to build my parents a house. How's that?
Nice. Where?
Whoa.
Yeah. So I live in a pretty cool neighborhood and, I have everything I need and, it'd be nice to, give my parents and, nieces and nephews and stuff a place to hang out and for me to spend time on the East Coast when I'm not there. So.
I like
Come
it.
On, you can't buy yourself a one lousy Tesla. You're allowed to indulge. It's fine.
She's like, no, I'll just...
I already drive a decent car, you know?
She didn't just buy one. She bought one for each day of the week.
I don't need... I'll just get a Volt. It'll be fine. I don't need
a Leaf is all I need.
All right, Meg. Thank you so much for your time. And just do us all a favor, and yourself, just keep making awesome beer. The beer, when we were down there last time.
We will.
Good. When we were down there, we enjoyed ourselves so much at your brewery. We had a great time, and we had such good beer. We took a bunch of fresh beer with us to the National Homebrewers Conference, and it was our after-party beer for most of the week. So just keep making great beer, and frankly, I think that's all anyone cares about, right?
Fantastic.
Yourself included, probably.
We will. We've got a great team of brewers, and I think that they're going to be happy with the new resources and ability to make more and more better beer.
Good. That's what we want to hear. All right, cool. Meg, thanks again for the short notice
Thank
phone
you guys.
Call. And
Hope
good luck.
See you up north soon.
Yeah. Drive your Tesla up here.
And come see us.
My Honda Element that we used to pile 8 of us in and 10 kegs.
I'm telling you, indulge. It's all right.
Thanks, Meg.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Take care, bye.
Take care.
What you just said,
bye.
Jay, about that's all anyone cares about, just to keep brewing quality beer, boy, do I wish that were true.
No, I guess you're right. But I feel like once all of the, bullshit blows over, in the end, that's what people care about. And so
that's what we look for in Goose Island. We're looking to see if the beer changed.
So here's an example. Bourbon County out of Goose Island, right? Yeah. People still clamor for that beer. Yeah. When we put it on tap here, people go nuts for it. We get it every now and then. It's a rare beer that people absolutely love. And nobody ever comes in and goes, well, if only it wasn't owned by AB, I'd order that Bourbon County. Well, instead, what they do is go, oh, you've got Bourbon County? I'll take it. Done. And that's why I do think that in the end, that's all anybody cares about.